Our guest is Hans von Spakovsky. The book is Obama's Enforcer, Eric Holder's Justice Department. We have been talking about some of the general issues that Hans and his co-author John Fund have had with the Eric Holder-led Justice Department over the past 5.5 years at this point. Let's take a look in more detail now, Hans, at some of the more famous cases. And number one, Fast and Furious. That, of course, was the gun-running plan. The stated goal was to track these guns, get them into the hands of the Mexican drug cartel, bust them, and therefore you bust the cartel. Others have suggested there were more nefarious Second Amendment reasons behind it. Nonetheless, it went wrong. There were hundreds of murders of Mexicans. Brian Terry, a U.S. Border Patrol officer, was murdered by a gun linked back to this program. Eric Holder claimed that he did not know about it until just a few weeks before a major congressional hearing on the issue. What do we know for sure, and what does this tell us about his leadership?
I find that extremely hard to believe. When Eric Holder came in, he made a very big deal, gave speeches on the fact that he was concerned about guns and drugs and crime along our southern border. A task force was put together to do something about it. Operation Fast and Furious was one of the operations of that task force. And regular memos and meetings of this task force, the memos were sent up to his office. And he has an extensive staff of lawyers whose only job it is to read everything coming into his office and to brief him on all of the important operations. And yet he says he knew nothing about this, despite all the information flowing into his office. And his staff have all said that they did not tell him about it, which I just find very hard to believe, having worked in the Justice Department. In fact, I don't believe that that is credible.
Let's move on to another scandal you talk about in the book, and this one is certainly less well-known in the public stage, and that's the Pigford scandal. This is about a case that started with an individual farmer, I believe in North Carolina, whose last name was Pigford, who was challenging loans from the Agriculture Department, suggesting there had been discrimination against him because he was black compared to white farmers who had sought these loans. This turned into a class action case, and so many people ended up getting added to this that in some states there were literally more people receiving money from the government than there were minority farmers in those states. So fill in a little bit of the background information and what this tells us about Eric Holder.
Well, some of the former employees of the Department of Agriculture say that this was the largest scam against federal taxpayers in the history of the United States. A settlement agreement was entered into. The basic claim was that it started off with some black farmers who said that they had not been given loans by the Department of Agriculture on the same favorable terms as white farmers. A claims process was set up in which you would automatically get $50,000 if you simply filled out a form that said you had attempted to farm. And that generated huge numbers of claims that were all paid off without question. The estimates are that 80 to 90% of the claims were fraudulent. This was so obvious that even the New York Times wrote a expose on it. A second lawsuit was filed during the Obama administration, this one adding Hispanics, Indians, and women farmers to it. It was very clear that this was a bogus lawsuit. There was no evidence that these groups had been discriminated against. The lawyers of the Justice Department, the line lawyers, actually said that there was no evidence here. They could easily win this suit. They were overridden, actually, by the White House. There was a meeting called at the White House of these lawyers. They were told this would be settled, it would be paid off, and it was very clear that the White House wanted to use this these taxpayer funds to make payments to these groups that they considered to be political supporters and constituents of the president and the Democratic Party.
We're talking with Hans von Spakovsky. The book is Obama's Enforcer. Another issue that's gotten quite a bit of attention, much more than Pigford certainly, is the debate over voter ID at the polls. Many states have decided to do this. Many nations certainly do this. And it's basically designed to cut down on voter fraud. The Obama administration, Attorney General Holder, basically argue that this is a solution in search of a problem. They don't think there's much of a threat of voter fraud. And they obviously have the right under the Voting Rights Act to stop at least southern states who were under Jim Crow at one point from enacting these, and they're fighting it in other states as well. What is the main reason they're doing this if their stated reason is not the real reason?
Well, they're clearly waging a war on election integrity, and I unfortunately have come to the belief that they really seem to think that any kind of measures that would make fraud harder to commit or, for example, might dissuade or deter people who aren't U.S. citizens from voting, all of that might hurt the Democratic Party. And I think that's one of the reasons that they are doing this. I take that from personal experience, too, because, for example, I know of a case of almost 300 non-citizens who were registering and voting in Virginia. That information was sent to the Holder Justice Department, which refused to do anything about it, despite the fact that it's a federal felony to engage in that kind of behavior.
And this goes into a larger point you make about the Civil Rights Division, because as you contend, and others have as well, like J. Christian Adams, who you quote at different times in the book, that this Justice Department, particularly in the Civil Rights Division, only sees civil rights violations going in one direction. Is that right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. In fact, there's an Inspector General's report that was released last year about the mismanagement of the Civil Rights Division, and they did interview Eric Holder about that, and it's very clear that he does not believe in the race-neutral enforcement of federal discrimination and voting laws. And I find that, frankly, appalling in the chief law enforcement officer of the United States.
Hans, we talked a little bit earlier in our conversation about the Justice Department in some ways bullying American citizens and threatening them with thousands and thousands of dollars in fines and basically threatening to make them destitute if they don't comply to different orders. What about inside the Civil Rights Division in particular? You and John talk a lot in this book about how if you're a conservative or even rumored to be a conservative in the Civil Rights Division, it's not just that your opinions are largely dismissed, but you're actually harassed. Talk about that a little bit and why there can't be a way to deal with that.
There was a Inspector General's report I mentioned before released last year, and it documents the extensive bullying and intimidation of anyone perceived to be a conservative. And this is done by other liberal career lawyers, and it has been approved of by the Obama political appointees who refuse to do anything about it. And you know, it's been very difficult for the few conservatives that are there because they don't get any help from management to stop this from happening. In fact, some of that intimidation and bullying comes from management. And that is a real problem throughout the Civil Rights Division. Part of the reason for that, by the way, is that this administration from the very start has bent and broken federal rules on hiring to put political cronies of the president and his party into career positions, as well as hiring almost exclusively from liberal advocacy organizations.
Hans, it seems very easy for liberal administrations to hire new people. Why can't Republican administrations, when they get in there, shuffle the deck and get out some of these folks who are making life miserable for other people?
Well, because the rules governing career positions are extremely strict, and firing someone is very, very difficult. This administration actually has shown that it has no interest in firing or disciplining liberal career folks who engage in this kind of behavior. One particular employee who's still in the Civil Rights Division actually committed perjury by lying to the Inspector General investigators when they were looking at the problems in the Civil Rights Division. She was neither disciplined nor terminated for committing perjury. In fact, she was treated as a hero by the Obama folks who were there.
Last question, and obviously for folks who are troubled by this, and I think a lot would be, there doesn't seem to be much hope. But your last chapter basically talks about, well, what do we do about all this? So what's the solution?
It's very difficult to have a solution. I mean, the most basic solution is replacing not only who's in the White House, but who's at the top of the Justice Department. You know, leadership starts from the top. This president has gotten exactly the attorney general he has wanted, and it's going to take a new attorney general, someone with very high ethical and professional standards, to try to turn around the Justice Department and clean up what has happened. But they're going to have a very hard time doing that, because there will be many entrenched career lawyers there, people hired by this administration, who will be doing everything they can to stop and fight any attempt to clean things up.
So the damage is largely irreversible?
Well, I don't think it's completely irreversible, but a lot of it will be very difficult to reverse.
Hans, very interesting. Congratulations on the book. Thank you very much for being so generous with your time with us.
Thank you.
Hans von Spakovsky, former Justice Department official. He is now a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's the co-author, along with John Fund, of Obama's enforcer, Eric Holder's Justice Department. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.